Welcome to Brother Sister Lister. I'm Brother.
And I'm Sister.
And this week, in honor of Father's Day, we are talking about
our top five favorite TV dads.
So you may have caught our TV moms episode for Mother's Day. If you haven't, you can go back and check that out. But this week, we will be talking about our favorite TV dads. Would you like to start?
Sure. My number five is Red Foreman.
This is on my list.
Okay, we can come back to it when it's on yours.
My number five is Tim Taylor.
This is on my list.
Okay, we'll come back to it on your list then.
Okay, my number four is Danny Tanner.
Nice.
Is this one on your list?
No.
Oh, I'm surprised. I know you were a Full House fan when you were young.
I was a Full House fan.
I think that Danny Tanner is the sweetest TV dad. He's played by Bob Saget, and obviously from the show Full House, and is a single dad, and I just think portrays a very caring, nurturing father, which I think is really cool, and is always there for his family and, you know, wants to be the best dad that he can be. And he obviously has the support and help of Jesse and Joey, but I mean, he really does father those kids really well. And so I just thought that was a good one. But that's my number four.
My number four is Ramesh Patel from Master of None.
Oh, nice.
And this is Dev Patel's dad, which is Aziz Ansari, and Aziz's real-life father plays the character.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, his parents on the show are his parents in real life.
That probably adds a lot to it.
It's really great.
Yeah.
Neither of them are actors, and so their acting is not necessarily what would be quote-unquote, like, typically good acting.
Yeah.
But there's definitely a realness added to it, because they are his actual parents, and because there is crossover between the characters they play and their real life.
Right.
So it's just super great, and his dad is really, really funny in the show, and I feel like the way that his character and Aziz's character, Dev, interact is really kind of genuine and great.
Yeah.
And another thing that I heard was that apparently he said that the only reason he took the role to be on the show was just so that he could spend more time with Aziz in real life.
Aw, that's so cool.
Which is so sweet, yeah. I heard Aziz said that in an interview and said that he, like, almost cried when his dad told him
that. That's so cute.
Yeah, it's so great. But yeah, so I've talked about Master of None before on the podcast. I really love that show.
Yeah.
So that's my number four.
My number three is Bob Belcher from Bob's Burgers.
Nice.
So I did mention Linda Belcher in my Mother's Day episode, but obviously I had to have Bob in there. He's voiced by John Benjamin, and I just absolutely love Bob's Burgers, and Bob is kind of the foundation. But he's a little bit dry and kind of sarcastic and everything, but he just genuinely loves his kids. So kind of the ultimate TV dad, really. It's kind of all of, you know, the traits that all TV dads have.
Yeah.
But I just think he's hilarious, and I love Bob's Burgers, so had to have that on my list. So that's my number three.
My number three is Keith Mars from Veronica Mars.
I still have not seen Veronica Mars. You mentioned this in another list.
Oh, it's so great.
Yeah.
And Keith Mars is the dad. He is a private detective, and so Veronica is kind of following in his footsteps. Her mom is not around, and so Keith is a single dad and doing his best to, you know, run this private detective office and raise his teenage daughter. And he just loves Veronica so much. And it's a little bit funny that his work kind of puts her in danger, and she chooses to get into more danger than he would like, because she's very independent and she's taking on these cases and things that he doesn't necessarily want her to be a part of. He's just there for her, and he loves her so much and wants to take care of her and do what's right for her. And they also just have, like, a really cool kind of bond around the work that they do, because it means a lot to both of them, which is really cool.
That's cool. My number two is Herman Munster. Nice. The Munsters. He is played by Fred Gwynne, and he is basically Frankenstein's monster.
Yeah. But good just clarification there.
Yeah, not Frankenstein. But he just has the biggest heart. Wouldn't hurt a fly. I mean, that's kind of the whole thing, is the Munsters are this scary, intimidating-looking family, but
right,
really the way they act is fairly normal. But he just loves his son Eddie so much. And you get to see his interaction with his father-in-law as well, which is really funny too. But he's just kind of a screw-up and really funny. This is a show that Dad got me into, so an extra reason to have it on our Father's Day list.
Yeah. I remember watching this show, I think, on Nick at Night or something. Yeah. But in reruns, obviously, for our age.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like they would have it on late night in reruns. And I remember watching quite a bit of this when we were younger.
It's the best. And Herman is my absolute favorite part. So that's my number two.
My number two is Frank Costanza from Seinfeld.
Oh, nice.
And so this is George's dad, mm-hmm. played by Jerry Stiller. And he is so funny on this show. Jerry Stiller in general is really, really funny. And on this show, his character is just so over the top. He has all these kind of schemes and he's always ranting about different things. And he's really a fairly important character in the show, even mm-hmm. though he's kind of a secondary character. He is in a lot of episodes and driving a lot of different storylines at different times. But he's just so funny. As a dad, I don't know. The relationship is just kind of funny and awkward because George basically is just embarrassed of his parents all the time yeah. or thinks that they are crazy for whatever various reasons, which is usually justified. But Frank Costanza is just so funny. Such a great character.
That's awesome. My number one is Tim Taylor. Nice. So we can come back to this one. Tim the Toolman Taylor yeah. from Home Improvement. He's played by Tim Allen, obviously, and is just the best, like, ultimate TV dad for me.
Yeah, this is a pretty great 90s TV dad. Yeah.
And maybe that's it, too, is I watched this show a lot, yeah. even when it was still airing, which is not the case for a lot of these other shows. So, but I just love Tim Allen. I love everything he's in.
Yeah,
but his character in Home Improvement is just so, so good. I mean, I think he's a great dad and a good husband. And I don't know, I just really like the solid family foundation of that show. So
yeah, that's such a good show. I feel like people talk about it in a nostalgic way, but I don't feel like it gets enough credit.
No, I think it's kind of underrated.
Compared to some other shows from yeah. that era that people really speak highly of. Yeah, this show is really pretty great.
It's so good.
And this one's kind of as a dad, it's kind of a fun one. Like, he's a father to three boys.
Right.
And so that dynamic is kind of fun, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great one.
Yeah, that's my number one.
My number one is Red from That 70s Show.
So good.
Yeah, Red Foreman is such a solid, kind of hard-nosed, curmudgeon-y kind of dad.
Yes, a little different than some of the other dads yeah. we've talked about.
Like, you definitely get glimpses throughout the show that he really cares about his kids.
Yes, you definitely know he loves his kids.
But he definitely has a funny way of showing it, yes. especially with Eric. He's pretty open with his affection for Lori. With Eric, he's kind of a tough dad.
Yes.
Lots of discipline. Lots of ribbing and giving him a hard time about things, frequently commenting on how he's going to discipline him.
Yes, a few threats in there.
But he's such a, like, solid dad character.
Yeah, he really is.
And I think we talked about this before with Kitty. I feel like they're kind of the stars of the show. Like, yes, they really kind of carry that show.
Yeah, and we did talk about...
Especially in later seasons.
Yeah, definitely. We did talk about when we mentioned Kitty in our Mother's Day episode, but they're also the parents to all of those kids, which is so cool. I mean, parent figures to all those kids. So yeah, even definitely. Though Red is, you know, kind of hard and a little bit gruff, like you said, I mean, he does care about all of the kids in the show and everything too. So it's really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. So those were our top five TV dads. Hopefully you guys enjoyed listening to that list, and hopefully you'll let us know what some of your favorite TV dads are. If you think we missed any, tweet at us. We're at BSL Podcast on Twitter. Or you can also find us on Instagram. We're at Brother Sister Lister.
Yeah, and check us out on the web as well. That's brothersisterlister.com. You can find all of our past episodes and all of our show notes. We have different links to, you know, videos and some of the products we talk about in different episodes and things like that. So definitely check that out. And also go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe. We do new episodes every week and we'd love for you guys to join us.
And while you're on Apple Podcasts, if you wouldn't mind leaving a rating or a review, that would be a huge help, and we'd really appreciate it.
Yeah, and it helps other people find the show, too.
So thanks for listening, and until next week, call your dad.
Tell him you love him.
Bye.
Bye.
What did I inherit from you, Mom?
You got my zest for life and my extra long pinky toe.
And I got your birthing hips.
Actually, Gene, you take more after your father.
No, hips don't lie.
Look at this.
I forgot that I went through a Judd Nelson phase.
That's your father. When he was your age, he looked just like you.
Wait, does that mean when I'm his age, I'm gonna look just like him?
Spoiler alert!
No!
Hey, you could do worse.